Today is Sunday, the 17th of November, beginning the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound sings, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus." Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father.
How would you describe the tone, Jesus' own words, of today's passage? Dramatic? Urgent? Foreboding? Notice how you feel as you hear the words, and stay with your feelings for a moment. Is there any part of the passage that provokes you to ask a question? Listen to the passage again, noticing your reaction and letting any questions come to the fore. Remember that this is the same Jesus talking who loves, who calls us to love, who serves and calls us to serve, who forgives and calls us to forgive, who is courageous and calls us not to be afraid. His message is indeed urgent.
But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father.
In another part of Scripture, we read, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love." In these closing moments, speak with God openly, from whatever your standpoint. Allow time for your prayer. It might be a prayer you want to come back to. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.